Let's speak it into existence. The 2024 Dallas Cowboys.
2024 Dallas Cowboys.
Will
win the Super Bowl.
On Fox.
On Fox. In New Orleans.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's not happening. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, the voice of Dak Prescott with Aaron Andrews.
Dakota.
Before week one, saying the 2024 Cowboys will win the Super Bowl. And that is certainly not happening. Their team.
You got to be smoking something.
You got to be. They're not a good football team, and they're about to get buried. Bury the boys on Sunday, and then on to Washington. And my mind is half on to Washington now. Some of us here, you know, at WIP today, a little bit trepidation about the Cowboys and Cooper Rush.
I'm just saying. I'm not overlooking Cooper Rush, especially with so much on at stake. I would love to go into this game against the Commodores undefeated. And I want them to win this weekend, too.
What do you mean undefeated? We lost twice.
Well, I'm saying on this streak that we're on after the bye.
Oh, five in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah.
Since the head buzz.
Yeah. And they will, because as I try to tell you guys.
I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah. This game is,
I didn't, but I tried to.
This
tried to
game. I don't understand what you see. Like, other than it's a division game.
I see the Dallas Cowboys.
And what are they? They're not good.
They're not good, but they are a team that we have a lot of deep-rooted history and a lot of hatred for one another.
Yeah, and
normally in situations like that, man, you play above your station for a little while.
Yeah, you do. But you know, so we could say this, and you're right to an extent, right? It's a division game. But when in 2019, okay, 17, excuse me, Eagles win the Super Bowl, right? The last time they won in Dallas. And I remember going into that game, Eagles at Cowboys, and it was like, well, it's the Cowboys. Well, you know what the Eagles did that day? They won 37-9. They smacked the Cowboys. Let's do it again this weekend.
Yeah, but you always go into those games a little bit like, hey, man.
Nah.
You know, it's the Cowboys. But, hey, man, it's the Cowboys. You know, them mofos going to come to play.
Sure.
They're going to come to play.
But they're not good enough.
No, it doesn't matter.
Sure it does.
The year that we went down there, the pickle juice game, we weren't considered good enough.
But ultimately, when you played that season out, you guys won 11, they won 5.
Yeah,
you were the better team.
But
no
that
one knew
was
it.
At the time. That was not what was being said.
Of course, yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, and listen, they've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, they're going to right the ship and they're going to turn this thing around. And they're going to come to play, man. I just feel like it would be foolish for these guys to feel like they could just roll their helmets out there and the Cowboys are going to lay down. They're not going to do that.
Well, I would hope the coach would keep them focused. I will tell them that they're going to roll their helmets out there and roll over this team because this Cowboys team is bad. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll set you up for Combo-Con today. We got a good one here.
Wait a second.
What do you got?
Even Hughes 96 Jets got to win.
Oh, great.
These things, they're Joe, I'm just saying.
He said.
They were 1-15.
Yeah, we were 1-15. We got a couple wins.
They got a dub, though.
I get it.
Any given Sunday, Joe.
Any given Sunday, Joe.
What's the point of ever thinking your team's going to win under that logic? Well, I mean, but they might lose because it's any given Sunday.
It's any given Sunday.
That's wonderful.
But that's the truth. That's a truism.
Especially against a rival, though. I mean, like, I feel like you're being a little bit dismissive.
Okay. I'll give you guys this. It is a road game. It is a rival. It is the in-between game before the Commanders. But the Cowboys are bad.
No, I understand that, Joe. But here's the other thing. Because we had this conversation last week about the Jags. Mm-hmm. Being a trap game.
And it kind of was at the end.
It sort of was, right? This kind of is the same deal. Like, what if Eagles players are thinking about Washington Thursday?
So you're saying the Eagles should not listen to me?
No, with certainty I'm saying that. But like, but you have to kind of factor these things in. Like, this is one of those spots where the Eagles could be gotten.
And if the Cowboys, I will say this, before Dak got hurt and just looking ahead at the schedule, I did wonder about that. Because Dak usually plays really well against the Eagles, even though we all make fun of how bad he is or not good. Like, he does play well against the Eagles. The Eagles haven't won down there in a while. I did think about that. But once Dak went out and the news came out this week, he's out, I'm moving past this. I'm on to Washington. 215-592-9494 for Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream team. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
Will.
What's going on?
All right. Listen, I'm with you, man. Cooper Rush beat us before. Let's not forget that, number one.
Did he? I don't know if he did.
Huh?
I don't know if he did.
I think he did. I think last season.
So let's go back. So when he played 2 years ago, the first time he lost was here. He went 4-0, and then he came here on a Sunday night game. Eagles beat him. I don't think he beat them. Last year they lost to Dak down in Dallas. They beat Dak here. I don't think we lost to Cooper Rush, Will.
Okay, I might be mistaken, but you might have to look it up. But this is what I want to say.
We did not lose to Cooper Rush.
I'm gonna give you the perfect analogy. The same thing as the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. They underestimated him, and guess what happened? He came out on top. You can't see, if I'm the Eagles coach, I'm saying every team we play, I want us to play them, play every team like we play in Kansas City. I'm not saying anybody easy. And I'm not saying, we don't have to prepare. We have to prepare for this team. No matter who's the quarterback, no matter who's playing. We cannot, just say, okay, this is an easy win. No, it's not going to be like this. And the last thing I want to say, I hope they've been preparing for Cooper Rush and not the Dallas Cowboys with Dak in the back. You dig what I'm saying? I'm hoping they got a good game plan for Cooper Rush. Mm-hmm. Because just like any other quarterback, you give him time back there, guess what? He will pick us apart. And I'm not saying I'm afraid, but we got to be cautious. We can't think that any team that we going to that's having a bad season, we're going to automatically beat. We can't do that. Just, play with precaution and, go in confident, not cocky. And I want to give you a quick little what's the name? How about ice cream, ice cream and chili?
Ice cream and chili. Oh, bad combination? Well, we appreciate it. That was yesterday's bad combos. We'll just jump it back in. Mm. What do you got?
No.
No, ice cream and chili?
Yeah, man, it's not a
rivalry. Also, so here's the thing. He brought up the Cooper Rush. The Cooper Rush did not ever beat the Eagles as a starter.
No.
Right, he's obviously he's been on the Cowboys when they've beaten the Eagles.
Yeah.
He started against the Eagles from what I see one time. That was in 22 here.
And that was the only loss.
Only loss
cuz he took.
He had won four in a row coming back.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, I did a little quick research and I was reading this story. Cooper Rush is looking forward to this game because this
sure
is the only team that ever beat him.
Yeah, well,
makes me a little nervous.
Wait, the way you say that, it's the only team that ever beat him. He started like nine games.
Hey, listen.
He started like five games.
Hey, I tried to add a little drama. The only team.
They should do that on NBC, on CBS.
That ever beat him.
Romo comes in. Cooper Rush, undefeated against everyone.
The only team that ever beat him. So it's time for payback.
Drama.
Cooper Rush is on the payback trail.
Drama down in Big D.
Starts with the Eagles.
Next on CBS, Nance and Romo. All right. So we pulled this up. It's actually interesting that Will brought up Fangio and the defense and not hopefully not preparing for Dak when they got obviously faced Cooper Rush. I'm obviously they know who they're facing this weekend. Dak is on the IR. But this week, when Vic Fangio spoke, he was asked about the difference between Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott. It was kind of interesting to hear him frame how he thinks their offense will kind of be similar, even though they've changed quarterbacks. Here's Fangio this week.
How much do you anticipate the Cowboys' offense changing with Dak Prescott out and Cooper Rush potentially?
I don't think it will change a whole lot. Rush has been there a long time. He knows the offense as well as anybody there does, and he'll operate it efficiently.
Hugh?
That's the thing.
Like, it felt like a shot at Dak.
Well,
it's not going to change much.
It's not going to change, but the backup quarterback, it's something about playing against the backup where it looks different. Mm. The ball's coming out, timing. It's going to be probably a whole lot of timing stuff, man, to try to throw you off. Dak, he's not a big improviser, but he does tend to improvise. Quarterbacks that have the skill set of a Cooper Rush, they're going to run the offense the way it's supposed to be ran. If that makes sense.
Yeah, they're going to on time, quick.
Yeah, it's going to be – everything is going to be quick. It's going to be in a rhythm. And for a defense, that could throw you off, especially when you have somebody that's used to extending plays.
Sure, it's a little bit different. It was kind of interesting that he didn't think it would change that much. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go any further, what we got to do here, right?
What we got to do?
Well, something you've called the biggest giveaway.
In life for the show.
It's called, we're doing it here this week and next week leading into our grand prize. It's called Combo-Con. Yep, it's time for the Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, here is the grand prize, which will be given away after all these qualifiers every single day for a couple weeks. If you win today, you are entered for the grand prize, which includes a Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, a cornhole set, giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker, which Huey's going to try to steal.
I'm not the smoker. Yeah, no, I'm trying to negotiate. Okay, I ain't going to steal it because that's somebody's smoker, but I'm trying to get one.
Yeah, well, you got to pick it up before Hugh takes it. And then a 55-inch TV. It is the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. So that is the grand prize. And today's prize, you win today, you're ultimately entered for the grand prize. Today, we're giving away Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, Jack Daniel's water bottle, a tea pack, playing cards, original wood smoker chips, and a Tennessee Whiskey clear tote bag, all on the line today. And with it being Eagles Cowboys Friday, you know what we need today, Hugh?
What we need?
We need great rivalries.
Rivalries.
So this could be anything. This could, you know, obviously there's the 5 or 6 or 10 great sports rivalries that everyone thinks
of outside
first.
The box.
But it could also just, it doesn't have to be sports. Anything that is considered a great rivalry would count today.
Yeah, not ice cream and chili. No, that just to be very clear.
Well, maybe Will was on the Odyssey app from yesterday.
Sounds disgusting.
When we were talking about bad combos.
Yeah, not today, a rivalry, though.
I would say ice cream and chili are totally not rivals.
No, but we can get creative with it. I think I even used this one yesterday, like Hugh versus proper pronunciation.
I feel the
that's a Mount Rushmore rivalry on WIP.
Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Any great rivalry will get the best one today. We'll win the qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. All right, Bill in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
First time caller.
Well, Bill, we appreciate having you as a caller. What are you thinking today?
I'm thinking, Hugh, you're right on the money. Now, I go back with Dallas, and I remember, and you guys should too, when Dallas was 1-15. You guys remember that?
Of course.
Like
it was yesterday.
Yeah, and they came out on the field. You thought we were playing for the division. They, I don't even remember if we won. I think we won, but along the lines of Hugh Douglas, my God, they came out like bears.
Yeah, they're going to play. They're going to play tough.
Yeah, so I think you're talking about the 89 game where they were 1-13 coming in the game, and then the game was, you know, within a 20-10 game, but it was a tight game. I remember. Yeah. We all remember.
Nobody took them easy, and they came in fighting like, you know, so yeah, Hugh, I believe you're right on the money. If we even blink, and then if we should have one bad break and have a turnover, I'm concerned about this game. I mean, I could go with you that, you know, if they win 30-10, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win, but it's going to be a high – I think it has the potential to be a high score in the game.
Hold on. That means we're giving up points to Cooper Rush, defense?
Yes.
With Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean out there?
Yes. They're playing well, man, but they're still young. You know, they're gonna make some mistakes. Mm. But yeah, they're playing well.
Yeah, and again, let's hope on that because my heart can't take it. I'm an older guy, and I go back to I became an Eagle when Randall Cunningham came on board.
That's awesome.
I thought, oh my God, and I've been an Eagle diehard ever since.
Bill, I love you, man. I love the Randall. I like how we're bringing back the memories now. The 89 game when the Cowboys are one of the.
Of
course, it's Dallas week. This is what's all about. Bill, what do you got for us in terms of a great rivalry?
Oh, man. They got so many out there. I remember going back to the Celtics and the Sixers. I mean, my God, they got so many. Larry Bird and then Julius Erving and them. Yeah, that's and I'm sticking with sports, but there are so many good ones out there.
That's a good Bill. Sixers and Celtics is a great one. Bill, we appreciate it.
Now, you know, so you talk to a guy like Bill who goes back to the days of
Randall
and all that, and you want to tell him to his face that we're just going to overlook the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday.
Yeah, I do. You know, the game now, I appreciate Bill bringing up a game that he remembered, right? And he brought up how it was kind of like a nail biter. The Eagles won the game 20-10, the game he referenced. The Cowboys were 1-13. The Eagles were favored by 12, and they ultimately won the game.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of them ones you gotta be prepared for the fight, man. It's not gonna be.
I'm prepared for the route.
No, I don't think it's gonna be a route.
Forgetting about 89, Joe.
Yeah, 89.
I did forget about 89 before the show started. Kyle, you're right about that. That's on me, and I'll be better next time. But
never forget 89, Joe.
Do you guys think it's crazy that they blow the doors off the Cowboys?
Yes.
No.
I think it's actually it's very plausible. They win this game by 3 scores.
I don't think they blow the doors off the Cowboys.
Why?
I don't. Why? Because they haven't blown the doors off of anybody.
Yes, they have.
What are you doing?
The Giants and the Bengals. They blew the doors off.
Okay, those are doors. Those would be considered door blowers.
They haven't even picked the pieces up of the door in New York.
They did. That was a Saquon game. I just feel like this team is going to put up a way more fight. than the Giants.
You know
did.
What? I think there's a little coping going on here.
What do you mean? Now it's coping for me, huh?
Well, I think I figured you out. I think that deep down, you obviously want and think the Eagles will win. But if it's close and the Eagles defense gives up a lot of points in this game comparatively to the other last few weeks, your beard is more likely to stay on. I think
Let me tell you, I'm not worried about my beard because I know this. There's going to be times where this defense is not. They're not holding teams to 16 points or 17 points on average.
This also comes back to luxury versus necessity.
No, they're not. They're not going to do it.
But they're doing it for a month now.
No, they've done it against teams that have had questionable. Now, the Cincinnati Bengals team, that was pretty impressive.
Joe Burrow last night threw for like 400 yards.
Was T. Higgins out there?
They didn't need T. Higgins.
No, I'm just saying.
No, he wasn't out there.
But he was still a good quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we shut him down. No,
we did good. It was a great matchup game for them.
It was an ass kicking.
Yeah.
And just like this will be Sunday.
No, I don't think it's gonna be. It's in the division, and I think that it's gonna be a lot more. It's gonna be a little tougher. It's just gonna be a little tougher.
I just look at it. The Eagles are better.
I ain't worried about my beard though.
The Eagles are better up front on offense. They're better up front on defense. They obviously have the clear better quarterback in the game. They're better. I mean, they should win this game by 10 points. Let's go to OG Wade talking some Eagles Cowboys. OG,
what's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How we doing, OG?
Big dog. Hey, listen. Let me do this here. Let me just put some things out here, and I think this may help you out a little bit. But you got to understand that, number one, Jalen has a chip on his shoulder about this. He's never won in Dallas.
Yep.
You know, that's his home state, so he needs to do that. Kellen Moore, in his time against Dallas when he was with the Chargers, they lost the game, so he wants some get back. Kellen Moore has also been working with our defense, letting them know what, you know, the plays that in their play calls, their signals, and all that stuff. So all that's going into effect there. And then you cobble that with Dallas not being able to run the ball. I would agree with you, Hugh, if they're able to sustain some type of running game, which I don't believe that they will, which will make Cooper a pass-only quarterback. That ain't going to work against our defense. You know what I'm saying? So I got the final score 38-9, them getting 3 field goals, and we will be resting at halftime, waiting, getting ready for the Thursday night game. So, and how I look at it is OG Way 4-point system. Hugh, you can answer this question. The Eagles O-line against Dallas's D-line, who you think win that battle?
That's 1 point for the Eagles. You agree, Hugh?
Okay.
Eagles O-line versus their D-line, 1 point Eagles.
Okay.
So you don't talk to me. I forgot. Yeah. So then you got the Dallas's O-line against the Eagles' D-line. Who you think win that battle?
Dallas's O-line against the Eagles' O-line.
Yeah.
No, Dallas's
D-line against the Eagles' O-line.
Right.
I'll give the Eagles.
Okay.
2 points.
Now, who will rush the ball more effectively in this game?
So you're basically basing this off of like basically just logically the Eagles are a better squad.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm basing it off of.
No, a 4-point system.
I respect your 4-point system, OG, but I'm trying to tell you something that I live with all due respect. These games are not as close as you would normally think they were under these circumstances. I'm telling you,
right,
you got it.
I respect everything you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, when you look at it from the 4-point system, that will tell you who's going to win that ball game. Now, that don't have nothing to do with me, you being a fan of a team or not. Just look at the matchups, and that's how that thing is going to play out. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why we complicate picking these games every week. I understand now the bookie thing where you go by the numbers, but when you go on by just the money line, that's how games are won.
Well, and OG, if you're talking about the line, it's a big line. I mean, the Eagles on the road are favored in the division by a touchdown. That tells you they're the 4-point system or whatever. They're better. They're a better team.
Yeah. So that's who I think will win this game, and that you know, that's how it's going to go. There's just too much at stake here for the Eagles to go down there and lay an egg or even make it close, especially coming off of last week's debacle or very controversial and beaten down type of, you know, that we put on the coach and everything. There's no way they go down there and put out that same energy that we just put out last week.
I agree. RG, give us a great rivalry. What do you got for us?
Penn State and Ohio State.
It's a good one. It's a good rivalry. We saw it last weekend, and Penn State usually is on the losing end of that rivalry. Penn State, Ohio State. I mean, I think there's a few better college rivalries, but Penn State, Ohio State, certainly a good college rivalry.
Do you like the 4-point system, Hugh?
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't know why. I was kind of flummoxed when he said I don't talk to him. I talk to him every time he come on the show. I mean, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
But okay.
Well, yeah, there were some undertones of,
He just wanted to go through the 4 points of the system. O line, D line, running, passing.
Is Hugh and OG a rivalry?
Not at all.
We can make it.
No, you know what it is. I let him speak, and sometimes I don't agree with what he's saying, and I give him the floor. I just allow him his time to speak. That's it. I don't have a beef with anybody. I mean, I respect the fact that he calls in. I mean, I don't have any beef with him, anything like that. No, I just let him speak.
You know, and when OG and I were due, we had been disagreeing for a while. We needed to be on the same side of something. So him and I see the 4-point system.
Does it make you feel good?
Today it does, yeah. I mean, mostly because I look at the call board and it's like, Joe is crazy. Don't overlook. Team's playing Cooper Rush on Sunday. They can't run the football. They can't play defense. Why am I scared of the Cowboys other than a star on their helmet and a rivalry that's gone back years?
Any given Sunday.
See, that one's tough because I can't do much with any given Sunday besides
But hatred is one hell of a motivator.
But didn't the Cowboys hate the Eagles when the Eagles went there in 2017 and won the game by 30 points?
No, I'm just saying. Hatred tends to make you play above your station sometimes, and I just feel like it's going to be a lot tighter.
I don't think there's really any hatred anymore, man.
You don't think so?
No, you got Slay going on Parsons' podcast, our buddy, and like these guys don't care.
I mean, maybe I am stuck in the past.
You are. Yeah, you're living in the past.
Yeah, I'm a dinosaur.
Dinosaur Douglas over here.